Right, on the hit list tonight is someone who has an absolute banger out there, and I'm really, really excited to share his story with you. We're going to find out a bit more about him as well. I feel like during this interview, we might need to create his Wikipedia page. Bobby Harvey's on the show. Bobby, how are you doing?
Hi, Ben. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really, really good. And what a time to catch you, mate. You are right now the hot name on the ticket, so to speak. Your tune Heartstrings is doing some serious numbers. How does it feel to be Bobby Harvey right now?
It feels really exciting, yeah. So, I'm buzzing about my new song, Heartstrings. Yeah, and it's all happened really quickly, to be honest. I only uploaded it to TikTok and SoundCloud like a couple of months ago, and then I got it signed to Island Records a couple of weeks later, and then here I am talking to you on radio.
Let's unpack it, because it has been a bit of a quick turnaround, and everything I expect feels like once you've had kids, like I right now, life is sort of just disappearing in front of me now I've got children around. With you, with everything that's going on, probably everything is becoming a bit of a blur. But let's take you back to putting this song together. So how did the track come about?
I wrote the song with a singer and writer. The singer is called Ada Rose, and the other writer is called Danielle Johnson. So shout out to those guys. So we wrote the song, the kind of vocals and top line, like a year ago. So it was last August, actually. So I'd had the song sitting around for a year. And then around about just over 2 months ago, I made the music to go with the lyrics that we'd written and recorded. And then, yeah, like I fell in love with it straight away as soon as I'd made it, and just really connected with the song, and just decided to just go for it and upload it to TikTok, then SoundCloud, and just straight away, like within like a few hours to a day, I had loads of comments and people sharing it, and it was all just going a bit mad. And then I uploaded it on the Saturday, and by Monday I had record labels, like major record labels, reaching out to me wanting to sign the song. And then, yeah, so it was all really, really quick. But the song itself was like I said, I'd written that like a year before, and I tried to make a few different versions of the song, and it just didn't quite sound right. And then I just used this sound that's on there now, which is kind of like an upbeat donk sort of dance sound, if you want to call it that, if that's the genre. And it just matches with the vocal perfectly, and I feel like all the sounds that I've used in there, like the synths and the bass, it just kind of matches the feel and energy of the vocal and what it's trying to say.
Save up those other versions though, mate, because you never know, in about 5 years' time, you might follow Taylor Swift's example and do like a Bobby Harvey version, and then that's when the world can hear it.
Yeah, no, 100%. I always keep every version that I make, and I still like them. It just didn't feel quite right at the time. But yeah, like you said, maybe I'll keep hold of those and they can come out eventually.
Yeah, so at some point we'll hear like the behind the scenes and what it could have been or what it might have been. But look, I think it's sounding wicked, the song, as we keep saying. It's called Heartstrings. It's really probably the first that the mass audience is hearing from you, Bobby. And I'd like to know, what made you then? Because I hear this quite a lot from DJs and producers. They say that they sit on quite a few songs. Like, I was speaking to 220 Kid the other week, and he was saying, I can literally be sat on about 30, 40 songs right now. I've got two albums ready to go. What makes you pull the trigger on a song like Heartstrings? Why was the moment right now?
I'd had the vocal sitting there for a year, like I said, and every version that I'd done, this didn't quite feel right. And when I made this version, like a couple of months ago, I guess like I was having a bit of a week, like I had some like kind of stuff going on, and sometimes like I'll make music to kind of distract myself from just like how I'm feeling, I guess, at the time. And so I was going through the songs I had, like the vocals, the top lines, and that one, it just really connected with how I was feeling at the time and like what was going on. And then yeah, that just kind of helped me to just like feel inspired about the music that went with that. And even when I uploaded it, and people were messaging me just saying, like how much they liked it. And then even some people were messaging, just going, oh, this song's like really helping me, like how I'm feeling like this week and that. And it made me think, oh, like the song helped me get through the couple of weeks when I was making it. And then it felt like people were connecting with it in the same way, which is great.
This is The Hit List. KM FM. The biggest artists.
This is The Hit List. KMFM.
What's it been like going on this journey of building a fan base? What's that been like?
I guess it's a long journey, really. Obviously, social media and stuff like that changes all the time. And there's always new platforms coming along, like TikTok and SoundCloud and Instagram, Snapchat, all of them that we know. But yeah, they're all very different. And sometimes it's quite hard to know how to engage with those, like for instance TikTok, where I guess like a lot of it is front facing and could be like, I don't know, we all know the videos, they're quite like, some of them are quite silly and there's people dancing around and like you don't really know what to do on there. So I do find it quite difficult actually trying to figure out the best way to engage with people and build an audience. But I guess because, yeah, I've been making music for so long, I've like gradually built up like a mm-hmm. small community of like people on my social media. So yeah, it's just taken a long time and I'm like learning as I'm going. It's a long journey and it's just like a learning curve. I'm still trying to figure it out because every time I look at other artists like social media, I'm just like, oh, that looks amazing. I wish I could do that. And you try and like make things that are kind of similar or you match the level of quality and it just never seems to come out right.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm trying my best.
Oh my goodness. Look at Ella Henderson. That lady, honestly, if anyone needs a marketing guru, you need to go to the people who power Ella Henderson or just her. Spend all your ad budget on Ella Henderson. She just, the other day, she done a roly-poly, which at the front of it was a donkey trying to do a roly-poly. She came out of it and then started promoting her new single. Genius.
Oh, I've seen those videos. They're like cut videos. So it'll be a video of something interesting like that. Like you said, like a donkey doing a roly-poly. Is it the one where the donkey goes over the fence?
That's the one there. So Bobby, I think we've got a task for you for next week.
Yeah, okay. One of those, right?
Let's see how you're getting on, shall we? Next week, we want to see you doing that exact same video that Ella Henderson done, but with you promoting your single. I think it's got to be done now, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I can deliver that for you.
And I'll tell 100%. You what, if that gets more views or does better on the promo trail than the record label idea of handing out Love Heart Balloons, I might be quids in here because they might come to me for the next big release and ideas. So you know what, this could work for both of us, Bobby.
I'm going to take you off on that. I'm going to try that for sure.
What was that like though? We just mentioned about social media, but you also went out, handed out some balloons, got some content to promote the song. What do you feel in that situation? Are you more someone that's, I mean, we just spoke about being slightly uncomfortable with trying to figure out social media, but what about kind of meeting people, talking to people and doing the real, I suppose you call it guerrilla marketing side of it?
Yeah, so with that, I just want to explain like a tiny little bit of the background, but the actual artwork of the song has got a heart in there, and that heart, it's a picture that I took in Paris like last year.
Oh, nice.
And it was just a random picture that I took. I thought, oh, that looks cool, like the heart on like a big podium thing in the street. I just took the picture, and after I'd made the song, I was like, right, I need an image for it. And I want it to be a real life image. And then, so I went through my phone. I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. So I just used that as an artwork. And when the label signed it, they were like, oh, we'd really like to use this image. So we used that image. Then obviously the marketing guys were like, oh, it'd be really cool to kind of play off of that heart image. And that's when the heart balloons came into play. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then obviously on the day that we went out to shoot the content, they'd had like the balloons made up with Bobby Harvey and heartstrings on it, which is really cool. And I was buzzing as soon as I saw them.
Yeah.
And we just went around central London, like on the Underground and like Piccadilly Circus, Leicester Square, all of those places to get content. And there was a lot of pictures, a little bit of like video content, but it was actually really quite embarrassing in certain situations because there's me just wandering down like Regent Street, Oxford Circus, like when it's packed, through the tube with just handfuls of heart balloons. And the looks that I was getting off people were pretty pretty funny.
I did anyone ask who's Bobby Harvey? Did you get that?
Yeah, I got a couple of asks of people, and people even said to me, "Oh, like, great tune, by the way. I've just searched it as we were standing here." And I was like, "Oh, thanks."
As we said, we love the tune. We love the identity. It's interesting to find that out, though, about the picture in France as well. But one other thing that you mentioned there about going on the underground for this, if there's one thing I'm taking away from your TikTok at the moment, Bobby Harvey, is that you live on the underground. Is that a fair assumption? most of your videos are on the underground.
Yeah, so what it was is just when I uploaded the first video, I was on my way to DJ, and on the way, because I'd uploaded the song to TikTok, but I hadn't posted a video yet, so I'd got like the music on there. And on the way to work to DJ, I took that video of just me sitting on the tube, just kind of half my face sitting on the tube. And then that was the first video, so it was on the underground. And then from that, I just thought it kind of made sense to just keep playing off of that,
yeah,
I guess, like imagery of just being on the underground. And I live in central London anyway, so I'm just kind of always in and around on the underground. So yeah, that was the reason behind that.
So you live in central London, but am I right? Did you used to live in Kent, or you've got Kent roots?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Kent. So I'm from New Romney in Kent, which is near Dungeness. So I grew up there, and then I lived in Folkestone.
Stop
and
it.
Then I lived in.
You lived
and then
in
I live in Canterbury. Yeah.
That's my hometown.
Oh, really? That's amazing. Yeah, I love Folkestone.
So you lived in Folkestone, and then you went to did you study in Canterbury, or was that after or before?
Yeah. So basically, I grew up in the New Romney area. Then I moved to Folkestone, and then from there I moved to Canterbury, and then went to college, like Canterbury College, and studied music there.
Amazing. How long ago was college for you?
It was a long time ago.
Was it a long time ago?
Yeah, it was like mid-2000s.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, yeah, nice. We were there the other week for the GCSE surgery, and I also studied at Canterbury College as well, and it was so weird being back. Nothing's changed. It's the same building. Nothing's changed, and I could just see the tutors and me in the corridor and my mates in the canteen. It was very strange, but so many memories in place. Yeah, that's amazing that you've got that sort of footsteps. Like, I feel like I've walked in your footsteps in Folkestone and then through to Canterbury and Canterbury College. Do you ever pop down at all now?
Yeah, so I'm down in, my family is in Kent, so I'm down there all the time, actually. I go down to New Romney still and Folkestone and over to Herne Bay and Whitstable and Canterbury sometimes. So yeah, I'm still heavily in the area, like, every couple of weeks at least.
Ah, so now the next thing we need is a Bobby Harvey Dreamland Margate gig. And next time we get the Love Heart balloons made up, they need to be given away in Folkestone, right? That's what we need.
That is a great idea.
I mean, that's where the mass audience is in Folkestone. I can tell you, half the world is in Folkestone on the Harbour Arm when the sun is out. So I think that's the best way to market the song, to be honest.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to have to put that to the label for sure.
Let some go and France will get them as well. So it's like double marketing efforts, isn't it? So,
yeah, that's amazing.
You're perfect.
That is such a good idea.
Oh, well, look, Bobby, it's been amazing to catch up. It's also been wicked to hear about your Kent story as well. I didn't know it was, I thought I heard someone in the office say that you grew up in Kent, but I didn't know it was literally like that, to that extent. So that's amazing. And next time you're down, make sure you come and say hello, won't you? And give us a shout, because it'd be good to have you in the studio and it'd be good to catch up in person.
Yeah, 100%. I'd love to come down to the studio and meet you guys all in person. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be wicked. Well, Bobby Harvey, thank you for being on the show. And until next time, and by the way, next time, let's just quickly ask that, is there more music you're sitting on at the moment, or are you just taking it one heartstrings at a time?
I have more music, yes, definitely. So yeah, I've got more in the pipeline.
Brilliant. Well, look, Bobby, thank you for being on the show tonight, mate. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And it means a lot, obviously, because I'm from Kent and I class it as my home. So yeah. It's an honor to come on, so thanks.